Alaska's National Weather Service workforce is facing a political storm on two fronts. While sequestration has frozen hire on vacant positions, a coming furlough will further reduce staff in offices already barely able to cover the workload. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer has more.
Most National Weather Service employees have federal emergency employee designation, but that isn't helping to keep them on the job. Jim Brader, who heads the National Weather Service Employees Organization in Fairbanks, says many weather forecasters will be furloughed.
We've been told they'd be sometime over the summer. We're not sure exactly when. Our concern is that we need additional staff to be called in when there are significant weather events or flooding or things like that. And with furloughs, we won't have any staff to call in.
Fewer staff on the floor means that the remaining employees will be picking up the slack.
We're already tapped out in terms of employee resources. We've had to make accommodations such as canceling leave, additional days of overtime every pay period for all employees and all forecasting staff, and all the managers filling in on shifts as well.
The furloughs were announced by the National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration earlier this month. 12,000 NOAA employees will be furloughed later this summer. 200 of them are in Alaska. Brader says the timing couldn't be worse.
The remaining staff will have to make do with the people here. The forecasts won't get the attention they normally would because the forecasters will be rightly focusing on what is the most severe weather. But because Alaska is such a large area, there are frequently several storms at a time that can occur, and focusing attention on the here and now present danger, the forecaster doesn't have enough eyes to watch all the other storms that could pop up as well.
The National Weather Service has three main offices here in Anchorage, Fairbanks, and Juneau, while a dozen smaller offices are sprinkled throughout the rural areas. Those offices are staffed for benign weather. Brader says if severe storms strike, weather, aviation, and marine warnings are bound to suffer because furloughed employees can't be called back to help. Scott Smullen, NOAA's Deputy Communications Director, could not be reached for comment today. Brader says that his union is hoping to catch the ear of Senator Mark Begich, who chairs the subcommittee that oversees NOAA. I'm Ellen Lockyer.